Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever been witness to a temper tantrum? Maybe you were in the mall or some other public place, and all of a sudden, a little boy or a little girl starts shouting at their parents, saying things like, "No, I don't want to. You can't make me." Maybe it gets so bad that the child starts crying and kicking and screaming. Maybe the child actually lies down on the ground to show their defiance, and maybe they even try to run away from their authority figure. Yes, it's a pretty ugly scene. And if you have ever witnessed it, maybe you feel embarrassed, and if you were the parent, you might feel even worse. But as a parent, and as a bystander, we know that the way to deal with it is to not get angry, but to be patient and loving. Now, I'm sure that most of us here are familiar with the text of Jonah. We know that in the account of Jonah, he also had what could be considered a temper tantrum. In fact, he had several. First of all, God called him to go and preach to the Ninevites. And Jonah said no to God. "You can't make me." And he tried to run away. He didn't like the Ninevites. He hated them. And he didn't want to see them repent or not repent, he wanted nothing to do with them. He didn't want to be anywhere near them. We know that God did not give up on Jonah, nor did he give up on the Ninevites. For he sent a storm while Jonah was on the ship, and then he sent the great fish to swallow Jonah when he was thrown overboard, and he delivered Jonah to Nineveh anyway. Through it all, God showed his great love and patience for Jonah and for the as yet unconverted people of Nineveh. Once God had corrected with patience and love his defiant prophet, he again called Jonah to preach repentance to Nineveh, which Jonah then did. The people of Nineveh, upon hearing the call to repent through the word of God proclaimed by Jonah, did miraculously, by the work of God, repent. In the text for today, we heard that God saw that they had turned from their evil ways, and he relented from the disaster that he would have brought upon them. With the whole city of Nineveh fasting and making repentance to the Lord, you'd think that Jonah would have been pleased. If he didn't give thanks to God for this wondrous miracle, you'd think that he would at least pat himself on the back and say, "Wow, what a great job I did preaching to these people." But we are told that this mass repentance and God's turning away from his wrath displeased Jonah exceedingly. It displeased him to the point that he became angry, and angry to the point of saying once again that he wanted to die. He said also a great confession as he was speaking to God. He said, "I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm." And Jonah admitted that that is even why he ran away. He didn't want God to show pity on Nineveh. But, like I said, even in the midst of this beautiful confession about God, he concludes by praying to God, "Please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." We could almost say that here he was having another temper tantrum, because he was not getting his way. He wanted to see the Ninevites be destroyed. Instead, they were being saved. So as a last hope effort, Jonah went out of the city and he pouted. He made a shelter in the shade, and he did this with the hope that God might still destroy the city. While he was there, God caused a plant of some sort to come up and shade Jonah in order to comfort and deliver him from his misery. More proof of God's patience. For this, Jonah was glad. The text tells us that literally he was not only glad and grateful, but that he rejoiced with great joy for the plant. Jonah felt that he was getting his way finally. But the next day, we know that the plant withered and it died at God's hand. While at the same time, God sent a strong wind from the east, so much that Jonah grew faint. As the sun shone, Jonah said, "It is better for me to die than to live." Then God said to Jonah, Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And Jonah continued to argue with God, saying, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death." Yes, Jonah, in his temper tantrum, was saying that he was ready to die because of a little plant. But God used this as a lesson. He said, "You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow. It grew up in the night and died in the night. And should I not pity Nineveh, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left?" In other words, where were Jonah's priorities? Why should it take the death of a plant that merely shaded him to get his attention when there were all these people starving for the words of truth, who did not know of God's mercy and loving kindness and were on their way to hell and needed that message from Jonah's lips? Yes, we can today shake our heads at the exploits of Jonah and think that he was being ridiculous arguing with God. But yet we do it too, don't we? We also argue with God. We plead with God. And we even have temper tantrums when things don't go our way. Maybe in the past, you've wrestled with God about his calling you into whatever calling it is you've been called into. For many of us here, into the ministry. And maybe we still stomp our feet and get angry at him on occasion. But I tell you the truth, it doesn't necessarily get better when you are in the parish serving in the ministry. For there even, Satan is alive and well, and you will get frustrated by what the people are doing and refusing to do. And you may get angry. But that is why God calls, gathers, and enlightens his church by the gospel preached by those he has sent, so that they may know their sin and know God's mercy. Sin is not only found in those around us or in the laity, it is found even within us. And we are not to pout because of what we feel we should be doing or what the people should be doing, but instead our calling is also to repent and to remember that God is patient. For even though we are sinners and the people that we preach to are sinners, God is still calling to us to repentance, to once again hear the words of absolution as we confess our sins, to be reminded of our baptism, where we were baptized into the very crucified blood of Jesus Christ. And then, when we hear that word, that your sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus Christ, by faith in him, then we can, with pure joy, not only receive the Holy Spirit, body and blood of Jesus Christ, but also in good conscience, administer it to those around us. Yes, and then we are also given power to remember the peace and patience that God has shown to us. And by His Spirit, He gives us also peace and patience to deal with those around us, whether that's in our family, our coworkers, our Greek professor, Hebrew professor, whatever. God gives us the power. As the gospel text for the Sunday says, Jesus said to the storm, "Peace, be still." So also, God, through Jesus Christ, says the same to you right now. In the midst of your frustration, even as you feel like having your own temper tantrum, peace, be still. He loves you, and He forgives you for the sake of Jesus Christ, and He will continue to reach out to us and embrace us and keep us steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. May God grant it through Jesus' sake. Amen.